Gathering on a sidewalk in busy downtown Salt Lake City, Madeline Roberts and Macy Keith wait in a crowd for their name to be called. They aren't the only ones standing in line hoping to help raise money and awareness about an issue they say has surfaced during this year's presidential elections. Today they will take on a permanent symbol against sexual assault. A pussycat.
It's going to help combat sexual assault just by raising awareness. I think word of mouth is really going to help too.
Mermaid and Pokemon cats, or a sleek outline of a feline, are some of the more popular pussycat tattoos.
A lot of people, they'll be like, oh, I like that cat tattoo, and it'll be like, oh, I actually got this through a fundraiser for the Rape Recovery Center, and they can tell their friends about it. And I think a lot of people didn't even know we had a Rape Recovery Center in Utah, because I had some friends who didn't even know before today.
Six artists tattooed nearly 140 people for free, with nearly five times that number of people showing up to take a stand against sexual assault. The event was planned by one of the tattoo artists after hearing President-elect Trump say objectifying comments about assaulting women. The event raised over $4,300 for the Rape Recovery Center in Utah. Keith agrees with Roberts that the body art will draw attention to the cause.
We're seeing like sexual assault is a really big case right now, but then also we're seeing where that sexual assault starts in this sexist mentality and this very misogynistic and possessive kind of attitude. It's still going to be something that we as a nation need to talk about and we need to address.
Tattoos are often used to express a person's individuality. Tattoos are also used to make statements. In this case, pussycats against sexual assault. Roberts is looking forward to sharing the message of consent through this personal art form.
This will be my fourth tattoo, and honestly, it's so far the most important to me, and I really like it. I love the way that people choose their tattoos as a way to express themselves. If you look around here today, you see a lot of people with some crazy tattoo ideas that you would never even think of, and if you look at them, you're like, wow, like that must mean a lot to that person.
And for Keith, her body art is expressing her viewpoint to others in a peaceful way.
Art has an amazing impact on people because of the way that people interpret it differently. An artist can create this beautiful masterpiece of whatever it is and give you a very vague title, and then people start extrapolating it and they start talking about it, and that gives room for not only the artist to express what they feel, but also for the viewer or the consumer or whatever title that is to also explore how they feel about that within themselves.
Personal and group protests, social media forums, and even tattoos are some of the many forms of expression we've seen following this month's elections, meant to help bring attention to the topic of sexual assault. With the Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.